Well, I heard them barking up a storm right out in front of my office. Didn't know what in the world was going on. Came out here and there it was. There it was. My cow dogs that think they're hunting dogs had treed a... Well, you're going to have to wait. The suspense is going to kill you. Hey, I'm Blake and this is your tailgate talk. Hey, so you just thought telephone poles were for holding power lines. Turns out they're also for holding raccoons. So these wild and crazy, ferocious hunting dogs, or so they think they are, had treed a monster raccoon. And there it was, clinging to the telephone. Oh, you're so sweet, I know it. Here's Sissy making her tailgate talk debut. This monster raccoon was clinging to the telephone pole for dear life. And so what did I do? Well, I went and put the dogs up, let the raccoon down, and let it run off and save the day. I know, I'm a softie. I know, I'm a softie. It was huge, and it wasn't hurting anything. I'm sure they caught it another day. I hadn't told them that until now, so they're probably mad at me now. I don't know. They were hot on its trail. And that's not the first time. I mean, they tree everything they see. If it can go up a tree, they're going to tree it. Squirrels, I've seen them tree. Some of y'all are going to be mad at me about this. I've seen them tree cats. They treed a kitten one time, and I came and got it out of the tree in the middle of the night, and it now lives at my parents' house. Yes, I am a softie. This is what they do. This is what they do. Did you know that once in the book of Luke chapter 22, Jesus told Peter that Satan wanted to do the same thing to him? He said, Satan, welcome to my world. He said that Satan wants to sift you. Country boy translation, Satan wants to tree you. Satan wants to chase you down. He wants to be hot on your trail. He wants to pursue you until there's nothing left to pursue. And then he said, but I've prayed that your faith would not waver. Right after that, he said, you're going to deny me three times, Peter. Now, what does that have to do with us? Well, listen, I'm just going to tell you. So Peter, welcome to my world. So I'm going to tell you, Peter was not a wimp of the faith. I mean, Peter had a faith that was admirable. Who was it that got out of the boat? The only one of the disciples when Jesus shows up out on in the storm, walking on the sea, the only one that had the faith to cry out and say, Jesus, if it is you, tell me to come to you on the sea. And Jesus did, and Peter did. He's the only one that did. Oh, but he took his eyes off Jesus and started to sink. Yeah, but he got out of the boat, didn't he? The only one of them that did. So Peter had a substantial faith that was admirable. And yet the enemy targeted him, and he still fell. What does that say to us? Well, I'm going to tell you. It tells us that we're all vulnerable. And we all need to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus. We all need to be actively pursuing Jesus. Why? Because we have an enemy that is actively pursuing us. And he wants to tree us. And we better make sure that we're actively pursuing Jesus, because we are vulnerable when we aren't. Listen, that's just 2 cents from a guy sitting on a tailgate. Here they go again. You want to talk about pursuing something? Smart dogs, I tell you, smart dogs. It's just 2 cents from a guy sitting on a tailgate. But that guy sitting on a tailgate is certainly thankful that you've joined him. And listen, one of the highlights of my week is getting to sit here with you each Wednesday. And so I'm so glad that you've joined me today. Until next time, hey, I love you. I pray you have a great week, and I will see you next time on a tailgate.